This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I haven't been on air in a few days. You can tell I'm wound up.
For a long time.
And I'm upset and I'm angry because we shouldn't be upset. We shouldn't be angry. And I see so many people saying, oh, we got our freedoms back. Oh, Governor Abbott did the right thing. Oh, that's all because of what you did and what I did and all the prayer. But the enemy is only going to back off a little bit. They're going to come back again. And most of the world is still locked down. In Latin America and Africa, they're still locked down under damn dictatorships doing this. That's why it was important for America to lead us the hell out of this nightmare. And you got communist Chinese academics and generals admitting they launched COVID-19 on us. Owen Schroyer, this is one hell of a time to be alive. And, man, you see something like Louis Free, the FBI director that covered up the whole Sandusky situation in Penn State, to see him saying, I gave you $100,000. This is the start. I want to be in business with you. I want to pay you for everything you do with world leaders. So literally paying illegally for policy, quid pro quo, everything they said Trump was doing, Trump never did it. I mean, this is just incredible. And now this is going to come out, and I bet you bottom dollar nothing happens to Free because they're all involved in this. These are sycophantic, dirty lawyers.
Well, the amazing thing is the more you cover this stuff, the more the swamp creatures and the same names and the same faces continue to rear their ugly heads. And the reason why, when you were covering this earlier and I was listening to you and you said Louis Free, it was just like the sparks in my brain started flying. Because I remember when 10 years ago, I don't remember the time, but working in sports media covering Louis Free, knowing he was corrupt then. And it's just like, this guy just doesn't go away. And it's always around this pedophile behavior, first at the Penn State, now with the Bidens, and we know what Hunter is doing with the laptop. So, I mean, it's really just incredible. And Alex, think about this. They're now putting out some more information about the raid of Rudy Giuliani's apartment in New York City, saying, oh, look at all these different electronic devices they seized. They left the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, I'm almost wondering if Giuliani knew it was coming, put the laptop out there thinking they would take it, and then, like, somehow they knew it was Hunter Biden's laptop, and they took every other thing except that hard drive.
Well, he told him, he said, this is Hunter Biden's hard drive, and they under the law, they were supposed to take it. They were ordered by the court, so they're in contempt of court, and they were obstructing justice. Well, then this is the Hunter Biden laptop. They're like, whoa, we don't want that. And that's the security they've got in knowing that they're able to commit these crimes. The FBI has always had problems, power corrupts, absolutely. And there's decent FBI agents that, you know, respond to bank robberies and, you know, kidnap kids and stuff. But at the top politically, you know, the top 10% of the FBI is the worst people in this country. They have presided over the selling out of this nation, over the giant pedophile rings. They've just presided over the abject bankruptcy, and they've really protected the most corrupt ruling class in dividing and conquering this nation. And then once you get corruption in, new corruption comes in that's even worse, and then more corruption comes in even worse than that, and then they're all blackmailing each other until the very worst take over, and then pretty soon you're worshiping the saint of death and killing your own children. I mean, that's where all this goes. It leads to hell, and notice we're getting closer and closer to hell right now.
Well, and I wonder, too, Alex, because I know one of your frustrations, and believe me, I understand, is that, you know, with all the information that's been presented and everything we know, we shouldn't be continuing to fight this battle, yet every day it seems to get harder. And so it's like, what more do people have to see? How bad does it have to get? I mean, when they're talking about vaccines killing people and then they say safe and effective, but then they still make you wear a mask or they'll make you fine if you don't have a mask in Congress. So they're admitting that they're not effective. They're covering up the deadly side effects. I mean, this is a worldwide experiment with this jab. And it's just like, oh, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, we just put up with this. We just put up with medical tyranny. It may kill us. It may kill us.
And that's right. And under this evil, and history talks about this, the Bible talks about this, once you get corruption in place, it's a college of evil. One guy's a pedophile. One person likes to torture people. Other person just wants to be super rich and rob people. Another person doesn't care, just dumps toxic waste in the ocean. And soon they're all protected. They get to commit whatever crime they want. So Louis Freeh just wants millions of dollars, but he protects pedophiles and then uses them to be bagmen because they're compromised. But still, he becomes a pedophile via extension by supporting them. We'll be right back with the biggest COVID-19 news yet with Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK, and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Open Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have witnessed 120 plus former top U.S. generals, Republicans say America's being taken over by a globalist group using Marxism, which is exactly what it is, what we've said. Big mega banks, billionaires, above the law, tax exempt, totally greedy, offshore, Steve Jobs' wife's involved in it. It's incredible. They don't care about Chinese death camps. They love it. They don't care about sweatshops. They don't care about sex slavery. They like Africa starving to death in Latin America. But they soak it all in sicky sweet political correctness and have all their corporate spokespersons be black people now. The globalists are using black people as their camouflage for their world government takeover and their particular targeting of black people with poisoned, tainted vaccines, with sterilants, with HIV, with deadly chemicals in it. And, of course, it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Actual live polio, as reported by Reuters. And what is their response when Reuters comes out and admits that's going on? Well, Twitter takes down even the little clip show Rogan put out of me talking about it because it's so true, and they can't handle the truth. So here's a safety data sheet on what's in the Moderna vaccine, because the Pfizer also has a lipid in it that's associated with antifreeze, but this is even worse. And this is SM-102. And, again, you can go read SM-102. And what it is, and people see this and they just can't believe it. They just can't believe it. Well, if you go to band.video, you can see, not the featured video now, it's moved down, that key headline there that's got to get out to people, that the state of Connecticut warned, there it is, bombshell, horrifying bombshell, Connecticut warns Moderna vax contains deadly poison. That is so huge. That needs to get out. This is a life and death situation. But that's yesterday's news. See, that's why I get so angry, why I get so upset. I know all this is happening. I know that I'm talking to so many people in Florida, both who are military, but also just the general public that I'm running into, who have friends and family that have already died, or the lady at their church is fighting for her life, was totally healthy after she took the Moderna shot. Or their neighbor died from taking the Pfizer shot. I mean, I'm seeing it. Not just all the adverse reaction reports, not just all the famous people dying after they take the shot, and then big tech and media bullying us and saying we're crazy, it doesn't exist. So they push. Then opposition forms, and then they back off for a while, again, to kill opposition. And I know you know that. But I'm not really here even trying to have an interesting radio show or TV show. I'm here as an emergency broadcast to just hammer the key points. And here's a huge key point that just developed. You see this? This article came out yesterday. Got another one right here. Came out 3 or 4 days ago. Texas reports zero coronavirus deaths for the first time since the pandemic began. No deaths for the first time in more than a year, as the state's ramped up vaccine rollout has slashed new infections, hospitalizations, and fatalities for the virus. Oh, really? The vaccine did it, says Forbes. Funny, because we were called Neanderthals a month ago by Joe Biden, the puppet president, when he opened everything back up completely and said we don't need the mask. But then, of course, people just continued with the mask because they like the idea of, you know, virtue signaling and being in like a movie, like, you know, pretending they're a superhero. But what really happened is, right after Joe Biden finally got into office, stole his way in after January 20th, he had the CDC lower the PCR test from 40 cycles to 29. And when you do that, you get almost no positive cycles. When you do it at 40, you get 94% false positives. That's all confirmed. So that's how they did it, and that's how the scam works. Texas reports zero coronavirus tests for the first time since the pandemic began. Governor Abbott issues executive order prohibiting government entities from mandating masks, $1,000 fines, except he exempts nursing homes. Oh, you still can't let family in to see their nursing home people so they can quietly kill them in there. That's something these companies lobbied for, folks. So many of the public schools still say they don't want parents ever coming in the schools again. And even private schools, oh, sorry, parents can't come in the building now. This is a recipe for total control. The teacher unions wrote this. Exempt from the executive order are state-supported living centers, government-owned and operated hospitals, Texas Department of Criminal Justice facilities, Texas Juvenile Department facilities, and county municipal jails. So basically, prisoners. You're a prisoner in a nursing home, you're a prisoner in jail, you're a prisoner in a public school or a juvenile system. They're going to keep this going. Because this is all prisoner training. They're like, oh, the prisoners will still. What do you think lockdown is? That's a prison term. It's all martial law. So here's that executive order. And you've got other states that are halfway following suit. But remember, as soon as there's flu deaths or as soon as there's regular pneumonia deaths, they're going to say, well, actually, the flu is killing more than COVID did. And they're now proposing in the EU, in the also in the UK, and CNN's proposing, oh, let's actually have PCR tests for the flu and pneumonia, and let's, if there's one death, let's close Australia. Let's close New Zealand. Let's close Canada. Canada's still locked down. It's all made up. It's hysteria. Oh, there's one death. So all your businesses are non-essential, but big box stores are, and then they all double and triple their profits. This was all premeditated from start to finish. California to effectively end mass mandate when state fully reopens next month, Governor Newsom says. Oh, Governor Newsom facing recall. See, the governor of Michigan facing recall. All of these people. See, but you can't really recall them in the UK. The corruption's so great, or the EU. The EU is unelected, by the way. Do you know that? They have an elected bureaucracy that is called the EU Parliament. But the real bureaucracy above it is permanent. That's called a tyranny. West Virginia governor. Justice lifts mask mandate for fully vaccinated residents, announces end to $300 unemployment supplement. What's so dangerous about that? It's introducing the vaccine passport idea that, oh, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need a mask. But if you're not vaccinated, you're dirty and need to wear a mask. That's putting you in a physical gulag, suffocating you, making you cover your face like you're dirty and evil if you haven't taken this illegal Frankenshot filled with poisons that these psychos want you to take. Then we've got this story at InfoWars.com from RT. And I looked over the article. It's even worse than what they say. Child suicide attempts up 200% in Canada under lockdowns that are ongoing. Suicides themselves are way up in adults and children, but attempts 200%. And over in the UK, it's the same numbers. They've got them all right here. This is abuse. And self-harm's way up, just like a parrot or an elephant or a monkey will self-harm when it's locked in a cage. And not given things to do. This is so damn evil, but it gets you watching big tech, gets you watching more Netflix. Privacy watchdog, you take COVID passport. Small print says it will be used domestically. That's right, of course, it was always going to be used domestically. That's why in places like New York and other areas where they're trying to roll this out, you got to have lawsuits, you got to say no. Oh, we're open again, let's just comply. No, that's getting you deeper in the trap to bring the trap back even stronger next time. That is a fact. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to lift state's mask mandate. See, Texas leading the way now. Because the governor's not just saying, if you're vaccinated, you can take your mask off. No, he's saying, period, stop it. So now the political pressure has really gotten to him because an election is coming up. And that's what elections are so important. Now, it gets worse at this point. If they're going to take over the country and take over the world, how do they intend to do it? Well, they intend to do it through censorship. So let me put this URL. Now, I'm going to come back next segment, finish up with Ellen, and then hand the baton to Matt Bracken, who I really appreciate having me charge in here. And that is the URL that we can put on screen that is the new URL, because you can't promote banthis.tv. Banthis.tv has been banned on Twitter and on Facebook. So we've created a new system that gets around that for now. They'll end up banning this as well. Freeworldnews.tv. And I'm not trying to be obnoxious about this, but just because you're awake, that's great. You got to get others awake. So you can share the live feed of the show for band.video. You can share the live feed of any of the other broadcasts or any videos you want to share or articles from freeworldnews.tv. And let them ban that URL. I'm sure they will. It'll be in the news. They banned freeworldnews.tv.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the final segment I'm going to be hosting. Owen Schroyer's coming up with a big show for you in about 45 minutes. Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com is about to take over. I always learn a lot listening and watching him. But if I seemed mad earlier, at the end of the last hour, it's not the crew, it's not you, the listeners. I'm physically angry that they're putting known toxic chemicals that cause sterilization and death in the vaccine and admitting it. And then when we try to cover it, big tech blocks us. We're being raped. They should all go to prison. And if you look at big pharmaceutical companies have been caught hurting people on purpose over and over again because they're sickos. They're mad scientists. Why would they inject black people with syphilis and poor white people? Why would they do all this? Because it's who they are. They want to play God. They want to kill a lot of people, and they get off on it. And just like a pedophile will go try to be a school teacher, because that's where they can get a hold of school kids. Well, mass murderers want to become Bill Gates, so they control the world medical system to do this. They believe to save the earth because they hate seeing all the development stuff. Well, I hate seeing overdevelopment, and there is some overpopulation. But you can't just go around and start murdering everybody because you want more room. You got to develop systems that build civilization, not destroy it. And again, Gates doesn't do all this because he actually cares about people. He does it because he's a sick freak. So again, let's put that lower third up there. Because I just learned yesterday that this happened. I got really, really mad. We knew it was coming. We created banned.video a few years ago. It exploded. Then URL got banned on YouTube, banned on Twitter, banned all over. So you can't share it. Well, then we had a bunch of other URLs they banned. And then for like 4 months, they didn't ban one, which is a long time, banned this.tv. After they stole the election and got Biden in, they thought, well, you know. But as soon as that site went viral, as soon as we were exposing all this stuff, they banned it yesterday morning. No one can share banthis.tv, so now we're just going to abandon that. But it's a great system where it indexes all the same videos, all the same articles from banned.video. It's just a different URL and different sub-URLs. So whatever video it is, whatever live feed it is, you share freeworldnews.tv. And the reason I'm hyping this for our AM and FM stations, for our TV stations, promote their local URLs great as well. Send the local URL of local stations, because they're not being censored, and say, hey, listen to this great radio lineup. They've got a lot of great people on this local station. Send them to your friends and family that are outside their listening area. Use every system we've got as another lighthouse in the dark, guiding in the ships of liberty. That's what all this is about. So see the big debate on who's in the right. I think both sides have got some issues. With Israel and the whole Palestinian mess the globalists are using. Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes will debate this Tuesday starting at about 6:30. I'll kick it off at 6, play some clips, talk about what's happened, the latest news, and then they're going to have an hour and a half free-for-all. Or you'll see a real debate, old-fashioned debate. I'll just control the times. So don't worry, it won't be normal loudmouth Alex that takes over. And then after that, we'll have a commentary with Owen and Harrison Smith and whoever else wants to come in and get great commentary. So that is all coming up. But again, yes, it's super good news that Texas is finally leading the way. Abbott, that I've been so mad at, is always letting DeSantis lead the way, now comes out and says, don't wear a mask, don't make people wear a mask, or we're going to fine you $1,000. That's more like it. That's more constitutional to sit there and discriminate against people and say, don't show your dirty face. This is Sharia law. This is out of control. And we need that to be the model, not just here, but all over the world, because they're going to perfect the systems of lockdown and perfect the systems of control in other countries. And thank God, again, I'm not bragging. It's why we're so important, why you're so important as listeners, to get out of people's comfort zone. We went down to the border in the last few months and showed the kids being loaded on planes, private planes. We went and showed them being put through the airports, through TSA, without being checked. So both through regular airports and at private airfields. Yeah, there's footage we shot of three buses pulling up and them doing it. Now that's finally in Tennessee legislature's talking about it. Congress is talking about it. People are understanding what this is. So their last desperate system is the fear of bio attacks that they launch, and it's creating racial division. Like Governor Lightfoot, who says she's allowed to get a haircut, but you can't, no matter what color you are, says no whites allowed. Dem Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot only takes interviews from black brown reporters, saying whites are inherently bad. She's told to do that by the big foundations for total control. Oh, and you've been doing a great job while you've been sitting in for me this week. I've been watching and listening while I've been getting a lot of work done here in Florida, which is the new epicenter of the resistance. I like to see Texas going back in that direction because I want to see them both competing with each other for see which states can be the freest and, you know, most pro-gun, most pro-family. But I like to see Abbott starting to pull his head out of his rear end. Any closing comments you've got before you take back over in 45 minutes, then I'm going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken.
Well, it's just hard to keep up with all the developments that are you know, anti-human, anti-American, and I do think though people are awakening, but it gets worse. So it's just a matter of, is the awakening going to reach a threshold to turn this thing around, or is the tyranny going to reach a threshold where we can't turn this thing around without some serious, drastic physical violence?
And what you just said is so central. And I know I'm interrupting after I've been ranting here. They know the jig's up. They know we've already woken up. They know the world's turning against them. They admit that in their own documents. So they're rushing to the finish line to just bring in martial law worldwide under the COVID tyranny and under racial division before we end up putting them all in prison. Sorry, go ahead.
And I think it's beyond just, hey, look, here's Bill Gates or Ted Turner talking about how they want to get the human population down to zero. Here's the Georgia Guidestones that say maintain human population at 500 million. That means kill 99% of humans on planet Earth. And then they're philosophy that humanity is a virus, we're a parasite, we're a cancer, so we're just self-aware now, and so we need to kill ourselves. They won't off themselves. They just want everybody else to do it. But, you know, Alex, I think that at a certain level, we almost need to, not that we're in support of the New World Order philosophy, but it's like it needs to be brought to the public. This philosophy that, hey, look, you know, you should have every resource to understand and know that this vaccine, this COVID jab, is experimental and potentially deadly. And if you walk in and you take it and you die, then you deserve it. That's their mentality. That's their
experience. I totally agree. In fact, I've thought about taking only real quotes of the globalist and doing a whole show where I promote them to show people how sick it is and to go down count and tell the left, I want you to take more of these. Because you're a leftist and I think you're a bad person, you shouldn't breed. I totally agree. Using reverse psychology on them, skipping right to the end game and really presenting it all out in the open, which they've almost done. They always present it in a good light, their New World Order. When we criticize it, they say it doesn't exist. We should just become super cheerleaders of it, not even satirical, but really show the full agenda and promote it. And under reverse psychology, folks would wake up. I'll be watching you today at 3 p.m. Owen with the War Room. Great job, my friend. All right. Matt Bracken takes over. Matt, I love it when you host every Thursday, sometimes on Wednesdays. And thanks for letting me steal some time here today. Matt Bracken, tell us what you got coming up.
Alex, it's all your time. Believe me. I've been listening. You know, this. I'm going to be talking mostly about this the Civil War breaking out within the military. This book by Matthew Lohmeyer is a good starting point for that. But what you were talking about before with prison training, I'm going to talk about this a little bit. The psychologists have a term for it, learned helplessness. They did experiments with rats where the rats just get randomly shocked whether they do a task or don't until they just quit. And that's what we're getting. We're getting the rat shock treatment to where we just quit. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Vaccines will kill you. Vaccines will save you. They're just trying to beat us down like the lab rats. That's what's going on. And that's what I'll be talking about. And that in the Civil War and the military coming up after the break.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K for Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mac Bracken.
For the rest of the hour, I'm going to mostly be speaking about a civil war that's breaking out within the military. At this point, this war is just political and rhetorical, but it could very easily break into something kinetic at some point, because the lines are being clearly divided right now between the Marxists and their allied cowards who are summertime patriots who all took an oath to defend the Constitution, but right now they're hiding under their desks, running for cover, you know, found in the locker room or the bathroom when the call to action is being sounded, versus the Marxists, the communists, who are currently in charge of our military. And I don't say that lightly. Everybody that ever joined the military takes an oath. They don't swear to defend the fatherland. They don't swear to defend the president, the White House. They don't swear even defend, you know, the borders of the country. They swear to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That was put in right at the beginning, at the time of the writing of the Constitution, because our forefathers understood that threats weren't just going to come from overseas, from foreign enemies. They knew that this experiment, this concept of a country founded on God-given rights, delineated for us in the Constitution, which is just this little tiny book, okay? Compared to any of these omnibus spending bills that are where they're going to spend trillions of dollars we don't have, that they're going to print digitally and theoretically borrow from one pocket to put in the other pocket, kind of an idiot's shell game. This is what we swore to defend, the Constitution. When you have the bosses of the military who are sold-out globalist communists, they're now saying, if you talk about defending the Constitution, you'll be demoted, you'll be relieved for cause from your job. This is the situation that Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer finds himself in. A few months ago, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, he put out a call to see something, say something. Let's root out the extremism within the military. And what he noticed were these mandatory classes teaching Marxism under the guise of Black Lives Matter and their diversity, inclusion, and equity program. They're teaching Marxism. Part of the classes teach our troops that the Constitution is an outdated racist document made by slave owners to preserve slavery and to preserve white oppression over blacks and minorities. That's what troops in the military are being taught today. The same troops that all raised their hand and swore a solemn oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now these domestic enemies, these traitors, have by stealth snuck into the very top positions. They're now making policy. They're relieving for cause patriots like Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, and they're promoting other stealth Marxists. And one of them is this guy, Lloyd Austin. He was a general, but his primary position was putting a happy black face on the invasion of Iraq. He's a stooge and a yes man. After he retired from the military, what did Lloyd Austin do? He went to work for Raytheon and Nucor and big health conglomerates, where he could be paid millions, you know, to put his signature on these globalist schemes. So who do they call in to be the head of the Department of Defense? Lloyd Austin. What's his first action? Declaring that white racists are the big problem in the military. They're going to root out the white extremists. That's what's going on right now. Critical race theory, which is a foreign enemy import from Europe, that was the Frankfurt School in Germany. They brought it to America and adapted it as critical race theory because class warfare wasn't effective in the United States. We had too big of a middle class. Most Americans were too happy. So the critical school, the critical theory, went against the racial divide in the country as our weak point. It's a communist tactic. I don't call it critical race theory. I call it communist race tactic. Now, you see the pyramid that's up on the screen right now. We're wondering always, how does this happen? How are we being ruled when most Americans don't agree with this communist race tactic? When we don't want stealth Marxists running our politics and now even running our military? How does it happen? Well, at the very top, I think, in my own opinion, there are pure evil satanic forces. There is a small percentage of psychopaths, sociopaths that are very intelligent, very successful, and they have an enormous amount of power. And they are using the next tier down, which are the dedicated communist revolutionaries. They empower these communist revolutionaries and make sure that they're promoted. This is how people like John Brennan wind up as the head of the CIA. This is how somebody like Barack Obama becomes the president of the United States. The next tier down, you have just cultural Marxists. They might not understand, you know, Marx and Engels and the Communist Manifesto, but they're all in on transgenderism, on teaching children about gay rights in kindergarten, just everything that will divide this country. They basically hate Western civilization and anything that upends, you know, the society that's been built in this country for centuries and in Western civilization for a couple thousand years. They want to smash it. The next tier down are the useful idiots. These are just the folks on the sofa ingesting the Netflix, just in total entertainment all the time. They see what's mostly on television. They go along with it. But we're at the bottom. We're the normal people trapped at the bottom. We have the numbers. How is it that a smaller group of people is managing to hold us down? It's because they've beaten us down to thinking that there's nothing we can do, that it's a fait accompli. And this is where I'd like to talk just a little bit before the break about this learned helplessness. Psychologists figured this out doing experiments with rats starting in the 50s, rats and other animals. If you put them in the cage, you had them do tasks, they got rewards, they got food pellets, sometimes they get shocked. They found out if the shocks were randomized, eventually the rats would just become apathetic. They wouldn't keep trying to figure out an impossible, you know, way to jump from safe space to safe space. They just figured, what the hell, I'm going to get shocked. I might as well just lay here and just wait for the next shock. We are the lab rats in this giant social experiment. They're counting on our apathy. They're counting on us quitting and just laying in our corner and accepting that the satanic forces and the communist revolutionaries will be able to leverage their power and hold us down and control us forever. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about how we can flip this script.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This experiment in learn helplessness, it has profound implications, and people really need to understand it. It's related to Stockholm Syndrome, and an entire society can be beaten into submission and suffer a form of Stockholm Syndrome where you're just glad to finally get permission to take off your mask. Thank you, master. Thank you. You'll kiss the hand of your slave master. When in the Plains Indian Wars, we learned a lot about this. We didn't really understand the terminology at the time, but the Comanches and the Apaches, this was common. This was done to hundreds of children in Texas and the Southwest in particular. When a farmstead was raided, or settlers in wagons were attacked, if they captured children like between the ages of 7 and 13, they wouldn't kill them. They would keep them. And no matter how brutally they were treated, beaten, tortured, they would eventually become Stockholm syndromed to that tribe that had captured them. Even children that had seen their parents murdered or killed in raids, these children eventually would become just like the Comanches that had captured them. So this was a big mystery to the American settlers in the Southwest. How could this happen? When these children were discovered and they were brought back to their families, they would repeatedly try to escape back to the Indians. These were children who had been kidnapped and often saw their own parents and siblings murdered. So this is a syndrome which can be exploited by evil people, by the top level of the globalists, those satanic forces. They know if they just beat us down long enough, like that, you know, the prisoner in some gulag, we'll eventually be grateful when the guard throws in a double ration of bread scraps. We'll actually have a good feeling in our heart for the guard. This is what happens when they start relaxing the mask mandate. It is part of a prison training, and we have to resist it. Now, in that pyramid meme that I showed, we have the numbers at the bottom. The useful idiots and the cultural Marxists, they're just a buffer between us and the real enemies, who are the communist traitors and the pure evil Satanists at the top. The useful idiots and the sheeple and the cultural Marxists, they're just filler. They're like cannon fodder. They're just a buffer to keep us from getting at our main enemies. But we've seen recently how by taking power, taking action at the local level, you can actually have very strong results. We've seen these school board meetings where parents have gone in force and just, you know, started demanding an end to the masking, you know, demanding an end to the CRT communist race tactic, just demanding it. We can't do much at the federal level. That's out of our reach. But we can start pushing up from the bottom of that pyramid. You know, going to local political events in numbers. The left has always understood this. A small number of loud, you know, cultural Marxists and useful idiots can make the school boards and other local politicians think this is the big crowd. No, it's not. We're the big crowd, but we're too content to sit at home. We need to get out and force our will, because these useful idiots and cultural Marxists, they're not strong. You just plow right through them and aim your arrows at the actual communists. Now, they don't call themselves communists. They call themselves progressives, democratic socialists. They're communists. They only don't put a hammer and sickle on their, you know, on their web page and their lapel for the moment, because it still has some negative implications. But you know them by their fruits. They are the same people that constantly praise every communist regime and forgive every communist atrocity and mass murder. They are communists. Just because a wolf is wearing a sheep's clothing disguise, it's still a wolf. You don't wait for them to declare that they're a communist and put on a hat with the hammer and sickle. Otherwise, you're just a sucker. You're like a sheep that's believing that the wolf in sheep's clothing is actually a sheep, because it sneaks up to you and says, "Don't worry, I'm just a sheep." You have to see them for what they are. We have the numbers. We can push back. Now, there's a few areas where there are just clear lines of delineation, and these are very helpful. If you remember these, you'll be able to share them with your family and friends, because these are extremely effective. Now, for everybody that's been in the military, every single one of us remembers that we took an oath. We swore to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Start with this lesson and let it spread. Has this been superseded by, we now take an oath to Marxism, to stealth communism? If the military is being trained in stealth Marxism, that they're being trained that the Constitution needs to be torn up and thrown out, that it's an old racist document of oppressors, this is a direct conflict with the oath that every member of the military takes. So at any chance that you get, put these people on the spot. If you could ask Lloyd Austin today, Mr. Austin, General Austin, has that oath been superseded? You're teaching the troops to get rid of the Constitution that they swore an oath to defend. Which is it, General Austin? Is it still the Constitution that we swear to defend? Or is it cultural Marxism, critical race theory? You know, which is it? It can't be both. Another area that's really easy for people to understand. In the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, says that the United States shall guarantee to every state a Republican form of government. That just means, you know, not Republican Party, just a Republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. If the United States, the federal government, is expediting an invasion, if they're bringing buses to the border to take MS-13 straight into every city, bringing fentanyl in their backpacks, they are not defending the states against invasion. You can say, Mr. Bracken, those are just children. Every 13-year-old boy, as far as I'm concerned, is 17 or 18 because we've seen the data. They have no papers. Every 18-year-old is probably 25. These are fighting-age men being brought in by the thousands and let off in every American city to reinforce the cartel gangs that are already in our cities. And the lesson of this to all the gangs, anybody that would be fighting the gangs, is there's no point in fighting. Your own government is bringing in as many of these gangsters as they can. So quit fighting it, because your own federal government has sold you out. And this is something that it just pisses me off to no end that this is happening. So get in the face of people at your local school boards. Fight back. And at any chance you can, any chance you get, ask, is our oath to defend the Constitution still valid? Or are we just a communist country now? Put them on the spot. Don't be shy about this. We took an oath to defend the Constitution. Does the federal government have a responsibility to protect the states from invasion or not? As far as I'm concerned, they're in abrogation of a contract. If they don't have to obey that law, if they're bringing gangsters into our cities, why should we pay taxes? Why should we obey any gun law? Why should we give a damn about their vaccines? And for God's sakes, don't take the vaccine. It's an experimental gene therapy. And this is another good point to tell people, look, if your employer says you have to take this vaccine, print out some boilerplate legal document saying, I will accept all responsibilities for any side effects for any period of time in the future. See if your employer will sign that before they force you to take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Don't be a lab rat in their experiment. We'll continue this next week, God willing.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.